previously on the mortal path.
I have spoken before here of my sister and how I found her, and how when I turned to her and spoke to her, she turned into rats and frogs and dead little birds on the ground, and I never saw her again.
And as you are walking, you see these people who are kind of mining this, and one of them like swings the pickaxe up too high, hits themselves, and like lets out this ragged scream as they disintegrate into this pile of like rats and birds and small dead animals.
Well, why don't we write a lovely note that says, "Didn't realise how valuable it was. Sorry," and leave it at a temple.
Have you been speaking to Tara?
On a shrine or something.
My plan is better than that, come on.
Start with Nerium, who is in the temple. You have just been sort of signed up for the Corellon? What's his name?
Corellorin.
Oh, gosh. You are in the temple of
Corollary.
Everything
flows.
It's the
R and the L sound, which are my favourites.
You've done too much
They're
Japanese.
They're the same sound, actually, is the problem.
Yeah, it's easier in Japanese. Corollorin. That's easy. Corolloron. Not easy. You're in his temple, which is also the sanatorium, which we'll stick with. And you have initially gone there to try and dump the necklace.
I got signed up for a fucking gym membership.
Yeah. Hey, it's not a gym membership, and it's an exclusive, all temples included, special, entry wristband for all things offered by the temple, not by the sanatorium at large. So there is a distinction between the actual temple and then the sanatorium, where you don't have to be a worshipper in order to access. So there is free bath and healthcare, but there are perks if you're a worshipper, which you said you were. So this guy's meeting his quota.
This way, you can get that same access to any of the franchise temples across Alfarland.
Exactly.
Some people here have had a gym membership before in their lives, and you could tell.
It's wonderful. The perks are just, you can't compare them. He did not give you a comparison sheet to any of the other temples.
I think you'll find that contravenes trading standards, Yubi. If you, those are benefits, you've got to list the cost.
It's a tax write-off. It's a religious institution.
Yeah. I don't know if we've gotten to GDPR in Alfarland yet, so you know. So, you have been very patiently by this lovely Firbolg temple priest kind of person. What's the name for a person?
Salesman.
Well, a religious figure. And as you are kind of getting towards the end of the sign-up, you do see that some guards have come into the temple. You do not think for a second they are looking for you. They are speaking in hushed, kind of frantic tones to some of the more authoritative-looking figures for the temple and for the sanatorium, which can be distinguished between their robes, some being of the religious nature and some being just kind of like almost doctory kind of white linens and stuff. You do also, as you are looking over towards that area, you do see that there is like a notice board, which does seem to be like general happenings in the community and so on and so
good.
So on and so forth. Thanks.
What, like the potluck every second fucking Tuesday?
Exactly. But you do also see, as you're peering around, there is one of those wanted posters for Nat on there.
Aww.
You do get the feeling that as the biggest kind of mixing pot in Hopewell for both some of the nobility and also everyone in sort of the not noble part of Hopewell, this is a pretty big center of information being traded and given. So
yeah, totally.
What are you going to do?
There was one other thing. You saw before the end of the last episode one of the guards like gesture to like around his neck.
Yes, mm. yes. Mm. Yes, so you have the feeling that the information off the, well, no, more like, you know.
that's going to translate well,
yeah,
on the podcast.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's just like one wet mouth sound with some
you
heavy breathing.
You just mouthed the words, a necklace.
Yeah, so you get the feeling that they are kind of saying, this has been stolen, but they're not looking yeah. for you. And you don't necessarily, from watching, you're a relatively intuitive person, at least in crimes. You also have you did have a faster perception of 17, so I'm always taking that into account.
That's kind of you.
You don't think that they necessarily think the necklace is here. They're not saying, like, search the ground, no. but they are letting people know that it's gone.
Cool.
What are you going to do?
Well, he's got my thumbprint, even if it's a bit smudgy.
Yeah.
It's a bit smudgy. I'm going to say, actually, before we go any further, you wouldn't have, is there a... And I beckon him down and whisper into his enormous furry ear, Is there a little halfling's room? Have you got a bathroom?
Of course. Do follow me. I can't remember his voice. I assume it's like that. That feels like
it
what I would
have
done.
It's very much like that,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do follow me. And
thank you.
He stands up, all 7.5, almost 8 foot of him, and he starts to lead you over towards the more sanatorium bit. And there is a row of very nice little doors that lead to bathrooms of varying sizes for people of all sizes.
Excellent. Cool. I walk into the halfling and dwarf sized and gnome sized and kobold sized bathroom.
Yep.
Describe it to me, Yibi. What do I see once I'm in there?
Well, the bathroom is non-gendered. It is only distinguished by the size of the not utensils, utilities inside of it.
Utensils.
Wow. You got some tongs in there, just in case.
I know it's a sanatorium, but I would have thought they took care of that sort of thing on the wards.
Yeah, I'm really glad I took that big painkiller before we recorded, because I'm really remembering all my words tonight. Wow, this is great. Okay. I'm reaching. How many? We're 8 minutes in, and there'd be like several times where I'm like, I've forgotten that word. Oh boy. Woo. Okay. So,
excellent.
The utilities. And so there is a row of cubicles. There's also like a row of not like totally cubicle, but private like urinal type thing, sinks.
Cool. How many people are in here?
There's 2 dwarves, a goblin.
Cool.
One of the stall doors is closed.
I go into a stall. Since I'm there anyway, I have a pee.
Excellent. Lovely, lovely facilities.
Yeah. For all those people who say, nobody ever goes to the toilet in TV shows and all the rest of it, Neriam went to the toilet.
Great. Yeah. Toilet paper is 3-ply, not quilted, but
excellent.
Nice.
Excellent. Oh, nice. And I twiddle my thumbs for a bit.
Okay.
Oh, that's what you call it.
Hey. Well, while you're doing that...
Not in a bathroom, Gary, please. We have standards.
While
do
you're
we?
Doing that, let's...
Apparently Gary doesn't. Oh my
God. Maybe Gary doesn't.
Well,
I remember that bathroom with the large mirror wall.
Oh, Gary's House of Mirrors. It's my favourite.
Gary's House of Mirrors. Where you want to just twiddle your thumbs for a bit.
Yep, great.
You
so,
own that mirror wall.
We're going to actually skip back over to the man of the hour,
yep,
so to speak.
Cool.
Gary, Nat,
oh, great.
What are you doing? Uh-huh. Neriam has taken the necklace. What are you doing with the rest of your day? You've already swapped, I think, everything you were going to swap with Hafez.
With Hafez, yeah.
Took the swords and the
did
cup.
Did I give Neriam the daggers?
Nope.
Didn't I take them?
Oh, no, because I gave them to Tara. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back to the Laughing Cat and, you know... Let's probably sit for a while.
Okay. All right. So Nat heads back to the Laughing Cat. I believe, Taro, had you head back there as well after
I
this?
I headed back earlier.
Yeah. Okay. And are you kind of also just in the general bar area having
Yeah, with my, like,
and...
bag of fun.
Okay. Yeah. So Nat...
Gary gave me a bunch of stuff, and it's in a sack.
That's very true. So I think you arrived back. Taro's there. It's, I think at this point, must be like 3 or 4. No, because it's after the opera, so it's probably pushing 5 or 6 now after everything's
gone on.
God, I
have to go and see this fucking Janassi.
Yeah, you're running out of time. And Taro is in it. Do either of you have anything you want to be particularly doing?
Darian, why did you take on, like, another job when you were so busy already?
Because somebody had to.
I was... Oh, thanks for bringing those back, Taro.
Oh, yeah, no problem. How'd it go?
So, I bumped into Nerium. Uh-huh. And Nerium had an idea. Well, I think I might have had the idea. And Nerium decided to follow through with the idea. I can't remember. It seems so long ago. That instead of me running through the upper circle, which might be rather risky, instead Neri would, in disguise, drop it at the sanatorium with potentially a political message, but didn't have any ink or paper.
That's fine by me.
Anyway, Findex, are you around?
Hello, yes. Can I get you anything?
Yeah, could I have... I don't think I've had lunch yet. Can I just have something to eat?
Of course, it's a bit late. Do you want kind of an early supper?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
I think I just need to sit down for a while and not do anything, because that's not been going so well today.
Oh, okay. I'll make you some stuff. Hold on.
And he disappears into the kitchen.
So,
Nat, here's a question for you.
Yeah?
Have you been paying for any of this food? Because I haven't.
No.
I wonder if they're eventually going to try and collect on... We should leave soon.
No. We should leave Jara money soon.
Who's money? I don't mean just leaving Jara. We should leave everyone. Just so no one tries to track us down, extort anything.
We should leave Jara, the proprietor, with something to recompense them for what we have consumed.
I see. Where do you anticipate finding money?
Well, I've got a line of credit with Hafez.
Well, you got to be careful with credit, Nat.
No, as in I've provided him with some swords and... Well, no, that's been... I provided him with a book. Like one of those really valuable books we found in that cave.
Oh, from the stash, yeah.
Yeah. And so... I'll go back in a couple of days, and instead of asking for another magical item, because I think he's out now, I'll just ask for some money, and then we can pay Jara with that.
If that's how you feel.
I mean, okay, society relies on like an exchange of things to facilitate goods and services.
Well, what if it didn't? Think about that. Dare to dream.
Well, otherwise, how would Jara buy the ingredients that Findex makes all the lovely things out of?
What if they simply took them? Or they were given to Jara, and Jara simply used them to produce other things of value?
Well, I do think that would be better in an ideal world. I don't think quite at this point of the delicate socio-economic position in which the land finds itself, unless it's changed considerably in the last 24 years, that it's a really viable solution at the moment, because we don't have enough abundance across the land to support such a frictionless flow of goods and services.
Well, I think we have nothing to lose but our chains. Anyway... What else have you been up to? Anything exciting?
Welcome to Fantasy Politics Podcast.
I teleported and got stuck in some rock.
What? Why? Why was that useful?
Yes,
what, for fun? Is that like a game?
I was experimenting. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
You've got to be careful with that magic stuff, Nat. It's no good.
Well, it has the capacity for both good and bad, and at the risk of going philosopher, no. the sooner I can find out how to use it and can like change things for the better, then that'll be better. Oh, word!
No, it's very eloquent. I like it. It's great. I agree. wholeheartedly that when things are better, they will be better.
It's kind of like how life needs things to live.
People die when they are killed.
Oh my God.
The sooner that my magic can affect positive change in the world, the better.
Yes.
For that, I need to learn how to use it. And not just leave it up to chance.
Who's chance?
I'll fucking slap you.
Please don't, Nat. This is a public place. It could hurt.
At that point, Findex comes over, gives you both a slightly odd look, and puts down a very nice tray of food and drink for the two of you to enjoy. And he goes, is Nerium, is she coming back, or?
I think she'll be a little while. I think she mentioned she had somebody else to meet, and she's running an errand at the moment.
Okay, cool. Well, if you need anything, let me know.
Will do. Thanks, Findex.
Okay. A pleasure.
If either of you think of anything you want to do particularly, let me know. We're going to skip back to Nerium right now. So you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, I've utilized the facilities.
Great.
I will cast Prestidigitation and make it smell fucking terrible.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God, it
stinks. That's a direction.
Oh, it's real bad.
Okay.
And I am listening really hard for the doors.
Okay, yeah. There's a moment of like polite silence, and then somebody kind of like coughs, but there's a bit of like a retch at the end of it, and then there's like hurried footsteps, and it's quite hard to tell, I think, in a bathroom when everyone has left it. So I think if you want to actually know for certain if everyone has gone, you'll have to make me a roll. Otherwise, you're pretty sure that people have gone.
I'm chill with making a roll.
What are you going to be rolling? Guile? Books? Swole?
Probably not Swole. That sounds somehow disgusting. Mm. I'm going to say it's Guile, which would be a 12.
12, which is a mixed success. Okay, so you listen, and as you are thinking everyone's gone, you then hear the flush of a far cubicle and a door hurriedly open. It seems the hand washing has been skipped. That person was so keen to get out of there.
Oh, wow, jeez.
But you are now... Cool. Alone in the bathroom, and I'm keeping that mixed success.
Great, good. I place the necklace on the floor, mm-hmm. or whatever surface I can find where it's not going to fall down the toilet.
On top of the cistern?
On top of the cistern, if they have cisterns here. I don't know if they're on a cistern basis.
We've got cisterns.
Yeah, okay. I link it around a pipe so that there's no way it'll fall down. I drop disguise self.
Okay.
Turn back into me.
Alas, as you do leave your cubicle, you have dropped your disguise self, and you feel that magic shift.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go. And as you turn to look at yourself in the mirror, you are...
If I'm fucking permanently pale-skinned and blonde...
No. You are no longer that. You do look very much like Peleth, but shorter. You haven't grown much. You're about a foot
halfling
taller.
Halfling Peleth.
Well, not quite halfling, but you're about a foot taller, and as you are looking at yourself, your eyes have this kind of purple sheen, and this magic that you called upon from the purple drop, it seems, has taken its own root.
No.
So kind of look, you don't look anything like the person who just walked in.
No, good. Well, that's fine. Would I, looking at myself, would I realise that my hands are the wrong colour and the wrong size and things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also you catch sight of yourself in a mirror.
Okay. And when I touch myself, am I actually that height now? Because disguised self only makes you look different.
Yeah, you're actually that height.
I'm a foot taller.
Yeah.
And ginger.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I stoop a bit so that I could pass for like a short elf or something. Mm-hmm. So it's not weird that I went in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to the firbolg as I leave, I don't know what's wrong with that woman in there. She sounded terribly unwell. Perhaps somebody should check on her.
And, who would that be?
Well, I'm sure I don't work here. And I leave.
Okay. All right.
God, I just like this tale you spun where somebody farted so hard they vanished into thin air.
I had to get out of there. I couldn't listen to him anymore.
I need you have never had the pleasure of living with either me or our good friend whose name is two letters which sound the same. But let me tell you, between us, we can clear a house at times. So like,
yep, vouch.
It can happen. okay, yeah. So you leave the sanatorium.
I leave. I do a fucking leave, and I go straight to Laughing Cat. Once again, being as unobtrusive as possible on my passage back.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to need, unfortunately, to make me another roll to be stealthing around.
I can do that.
Because you do, at this point, look very odd.
I'm going to put my hood up and stuff.
I don't think necessarily... I think, like, the clothing you're wearing is much more Peleth-like. It's not just your face has changed. Like, because you changed your clothing as well to be this blonde person, as far as I remember. So
true.
I think you're... You know, you've got a hood, but it's not a proper, like, rogue, don't look at me hood. It's like a little...
You've got a jacket and it says Peleth on the back.
Yeah.
In big letters and a number.
It's juicy across the back.
What number is Peleth? What number would Peleth have on the back of her jacket?
Juicy on the back. Yeah.
That's not a number
juicy. No, but it's Peleth. She would have number juicy.
No, but it's Peleth. Peleth is believes in truth in advertising.
Wow.
I rolled a 13 plus 2.
Okay, so that's a success.
So 15.
You get back to the Laughing Cat.
That's just a straight success, thank God.
Back to Laughing Cat without any sort of issues.
I go over to the table, I slide into a chair and I go, something has gone very fucking wrong.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Nerium.
Are you sure?
Do your weird looking spirit world thing.
I don't want to, but that's fine. Nobody else knows about that, really, probably.
Yeah, all right. It's definitely me, except for it's not me.
You look like Peleth.
From the prison.
Do I? I didn't stop and have a proper look, but I don't look like me.
Yeah, no. Minus a few feet.
I've got two. I've definitely got two.
Oh, so you do. Yeah, sorry. I wasn't looking below the table.
Right, yeah. Look, okay. Necklace is dealt with, so that's the main thing. Don't ever let's go to the sanatorium again, because they are very weird. I'm supposed to be meeting someone. What time is it?
Oh, looks out of window. Looks at the alignment of the moons. It
half
is.
Half five.
Half five.
That's a very exact moon you've got there. It must be that clean mind you
have. Supposed to be meeting somebody in half an hour. It is that clean mind, that notably clean mind that Nat has. I'm supposed to be meeting someone in half an hour. They're not going to know who the fuck I am unless I do another spell, and I'm not feeling like that one is a good idea anymore.
Could you just say that Nerium sent you and you're somebody else?
I suppose I could, yeah. That's a good idea. Good. Who are you and what have you done with Tara?
I'm very competent.
Sorry, I'm a bit hysterical. This has been
a
shock.
I'm guessing from the purple eyes, this is something to do with the violet drop.
It's to do with that horrible thing that makes me look like melted plastic in Taro's spirit world, and I don't like it.
See, I was telling you, Nat, you shouldn't mess with magic. It's bad for you.
Yeah, no, I'm coming around to your point of view.
I think I might have something to dispel magic. I know I've used it a couple of times. I don't know if it'll work on a violet drop thing, though, because I don't know if that magic tends to be weird, but I could try if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we go to the room? Rather than just
probably
doing
best.
Magic in the... Yeah. Oh, I've got these for you as well. And I hand you the the needle things.
Oh, they're so pointy. I love them. Nat, thank you.
You're very welcome. It was just... It just cost one of those swords from the cave. I gave one to Hafez.
Oh, cracking.
And those were available.
That seems like quite a good deal. Well done.
They might be magical.
They are magical. You can feel it.
They are magical.
That's okay. I'll put them in the corner while you do your thing on me.
You also got a shield, but anyway, I'll experiment with that later.
Nice.
Okay. We go up to the room.
All right.
Yeah.
All three of you?
I mean, we can let Taro and Vindex have some alone time if they
it's
want
a busy
to.
I'm finishing my dinner. I don't know about you.
Cool. Okay. You head up to the room.
I sit neatly in the middle of the bed and cross my with my legs crossed and look expectantly at Nat.
I currently have dispelling on my plus zero Nat's okay at, because I have used it like once or twice, but not loads.
Yeah, give it a go.
You should totally dispel on me and get rid of one of my useful spells.
I think this is booksy. I probably got my Tome of Shadows, my Book of Shadows out, flick to the relevant page, murmuring some incantation, and then I rolled a 20.
A natural 20?
Oh, that's good.
Not a natural 20.
Okay.
An augmented 20.
An augmented 20. Okay. As you are casting the spell and you are pulling together the bits of magic in your mind, you are making the deductions, you are working out exactly how to do this, you very quickly realize that the power that you have currently is in no way, shape or form going to be enough to get rid of the entirety of what's going on here.
Okay.
But you think you can probably lift the spell that's currently on Nerium. So as you are like casting that magic, it's almost like pulling up like the visor of a helmet, almost like you have to like really like, I'm thinking like a, you know, like a knight's helmet. Yeah, exactly. And you kind of like pull back the magic so that Nerium
for the listeners at home, I mimed using two hands to rip open someone's helmet or face, and you'd be saying, yes, exactly.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, exactly like thing.
Nat does this and from underneath Nerium says, and I would have gotten it away with it too if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
And you do manage to dispel that, but it's not dispelling as in it's entirely gotten rid of. You've kind of managed to like pull it down, like pull it all the way like back and like hold it back, and like it'll hold. You don't think Nerium's going to suddenly re-transform without any prompting, but it's certainly not a permanent fix. And when you are doing this spell, you can kind of feel almost like a tingling against your magic, what feels almost like it could be corrosive. If you hadn't been so careful, if you hadn't been so sort of good at what you're doing, that it could be quite dangerous to meddle in this way.
That
I'm being eaten alive.
I think I've kept it at bay for the moment. It might.
What do I look like?
You look like you, Neri.
Oh, thank God.
But I don't know if over time it'll start to come back, or maybe if you cast some of that magic with the violet drop, then it might suddenly...
It'll ping back.
Ping back, yeah. Also...
It didn't get you at all, did it? Because I remember
a bit of it.
Well, Taro got it on his hands, didn't he? And that wasn't good.
I did feel a bit of it, but I don't think any of it actually latched onto me. So we're okay.
Oh my God.
Next time we're in a library. Not the one at Hopewell. No, that went wrong. But when we're in another library, I'll see if I can find any research about this.
Thank you, Nat. I don't think I can use any magic now, can I? Okay, cool. Listen, I've got to go. I've got to get to this lady. Do you want to come with?
I can do, sure.
Yeah, all right, come on, let's go. I said 6 o'clock. We're going to have to book it if we're going to get there on time.
Should we bring Taro?
Taro, we'll go back downstairs. Taro, do you want to come with?
Yeah, all right, sure.
Aww.
Why not? Got nothing else to do.
Yay, that's always nice when we do it together. All right, yeah, come on.
It's a bit of an outing, really, isn't it? It's exciting or something.
Look, I look like me again.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah, I didn't even notice. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. Good job,
no,
Nat.
I know.
Well done with the thing that you did.
Thanks.
We're very good at this.
No, we're not. We're really not. Anyway.
All right. Three of you head out the Laughing Cat again. Head back to the upper circle again. And you're using... How are you getting in?
Well, I thought that was when she would be at
home.
Yes.
She's just... You're so right. You're not actually heading to the upper circle. You're heading to the... houses on the outside where people who work in the upper circle but are not nobility live.
Now, Neri, do you want us to go in with you, or are we just hanging around outside just in case something goes awry?
I don't know, Nat. What do you reckon? I mean, if we can try, can we try and be not scary?
We can try.
I think we should be... There's a reasonable chance that we're not going to terrify her by all going in, are we?
Sure.
Are we terrifying?
We have terrified people.
When was the last time we terrified someone?
Confused
I
and then...
Think confusion would be the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be okay.
Okay, so I go and find Delinda's address and I knock politely on the door and smile. Hello, this is a middle bit. This is the best middle bit because I'm doing it, me, Kitty, and I'm the best one. I've never done one before, so this is very special. First of all, I need to say thank you for listening. Thank you very much for enjoying what we do. We love it, and it's always nice to know that it brings some joy to other people. If you are enjoying it and you have the time or the spoons, then please leave us a review on iTunes or tweet or Tumble or tell a friend. Because more listeners is more joy. I'd also like to say, we also need to say thank you to Rachel Graf, who wrote our fantastic theme tune. Do-do-do-do-do. No, that's not the right one. That's the other one. That's the bit in the middle. Do-do-do-do-do. and if you like that sung much better than I just did, then she also has a website, rachelgraf.com, and Graf is spelled G-R-A-F-F. Double F like loud in music, which is a relevant joke. We also have some affiliates to tell you about. We have dndice.co.uk, who sell awesome dice that I have bought several sets from there. And to do so, I used a code called MORTALPATH, all caps, and it gives you 10% off, which is nice. We also have a Discord. Come and join us for fun chats. I don't actually know how you'd find it. I don't know how that works. Do you just type in the Mortal Path in Discord and it directs you there? I don't know. Presumably this will have been covered in another middle bit at some other point, but I've never actually listened to any of the other middle bits, which also made Yubi give me a bit of a look when I admitted that. So there's a Discord. It's great. All the cast is on there and stuff. So yeah, that's fun. What else do I need to put on here? Oh, we are... Okay, we've been in Hopewell for a period of time now, the cast, the actual players, and it looks like it's just possible that we're getting close to the end of the Hopewell arc. I don't know where we're going to go next. Yubi doesn't know where we're going to go next, which is always fun. But yes, keep listening, because I think things are going to start wrapping up pretty soon, and that is going to be very cool. Thank you very much again, and I'll let you get back to the episode.
It's one of these like tenement houses. So if you think about like those like London townhouses where, you know, you have that front door and the kind of big entranceway and then the stairs up in the different flats. So there's like little doorbells, like with little handles that you pull. So you pull the correct one for her flat number.
Dingly, 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 dingly.
Exactly. And then you have to kind of wait for someone to come down and let you in. So after a couple of minutes, because she lives on the second floor, there are footsteps behind the door and you hear the kind of movement of the little peephole shutter. And then there's a second and the door kind of like creaks open a little bit. It's still latched on the chain because she looks down at you and then she looks very suspiciously to Taro and Nat and she goes, "You've brought more people?"
"I have, yes. Hello, Delinda. These are my friends, Nat and I indicate Taro just in case he wants to step in with a fake name."
"No, you can use a normal name."
"Taro, this is my friend Taro. You can trust them. I trust them. May we come in?"
"All right." And she like unlatches the door and opens it and she steps back and lets you in and she walks up the stairs. Certainly not at ease, but more suspicious than scared, really. And she leads you up to her little like flat. It's relatively nice. You get the feeling that she like earns a fine
wage. I mean, I would hope that Ralphus looks after his staff decent.
It's nicer than what was the name of the gnome who did the lace? I can't remember her name now.
Oh, Elminster.
Whatever.
No, that was Florence.
Oh, her.
Yeah, she...
Alwyn? No, can't
remember.
The
Simon?
Doesn't matter. No, it Theodore? Was an E sound, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's slightly nicer than that. It's bigger. Not just bigger for somebody who's not gnome-sized. It's like just every, like proportionally, it's just a bigger flat. And she leads you into this nice kind of little sitting room area and sort of gestures to the sofas and there's a table and she goes, "Would you like tea or..."
"We just ate, actually, it's fine. So, thank you very much for letting me come and talk to you about... Are we reasonably confident that we are can speak freely within this room?
I wouldn't know anywhere else we could go, really.
Well, I suppose that about covers it then.
Do you want me to see if I can detect anyone nearby?
Yes.
I'm going to turn to my amulet.
Oh,
and nice. Like, turn it on its side, and it seems like some shadow sort of pours out and turns to sand as it falls. And let's see if I can detect anyone nearby.
Okay. And are you detecting sort of people with like a malicious or a listening intent? Because this is a tenement house. Yes. There will be people nearby, but you're kind of... Okay, yeah,
I'm
I know what
detecting
you're looking
droppers
for.
Of eaves.
Okay. I haven't been
That's a natural
no
one.
Oh, buddy.
Very
oh,
good.
Shit.
That's a good fail. That's a good fail. Okay. So now as you pour out that shadow and you are kind of trying to think about how to do this magic, you remember... almost kind of subconsciously when you first cast that spell in the upper circle and you were kind of chased out of it because you felt sonar pings of magic, and it seemed like some of the guards, not all of them, but some of the guards, you didn't really have time to try and work out which ones and why, had some form of rudimentary magic in their helmets where they were able to kind of seemingly either communicate or pinpoint or something.
GoPros!
And, well, more like a body cam, more like a scanner, more like a police scanner type situation.
Robocops!
So as you think of that, you're kind of going, oh, okay, well, I'll expand that to see. And as you do, you push too hard. And the other two, you feel this ripple of magic, but you don't really know what's up. But Nat, you have suddenly kind of sort of foghorned out this like
toot,
of magic that you know has gone quite the distance and has radiated out in quite the circle. And as you kind of sit there in that second of like the aftermath, you almost can feel on the very edges of your kind of perception little ping 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 answers, and you have a feeling that you might have just accidentally tapped into the equivalent of the neighbor's Wi-Fi and then fucked it up.
You
tap the spider web.
I'm gonna go for a stroll. I trust you'll be fine here.
I don't like how that sounded like a question. You were supposed to be finding out whether we are or not.
Ooh. You know, something's gone wrong.
That's not a good sign.
Badly wrong? Should we leave? Do we need to...
No, I'm just gonna go and cause a ruckus somewhere. But yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Other people might have heard magic.
Delinda gives you this look of, like, horror and, like, fear.
Yeah, that's fair. Right, we'll be super quick and we'll get out of your hair because...
I'll go now. And I'll just go to...
Yes.
I don't know, shoot some magic in the sky or something.
Okay.
Okay, don't get caught, I guess.
It'd be great to have magic, yeah. Right, Delinda... I'm so sorry. That's not how that was meant to go at all. Your sister. Can you tell me about your sister?
What is it exactly that you need to know about her?
How come she got into Elden Zugai's clutches and got turned into a pile of rats? Yeah, I'm trying to be quick. I would be nicer about it, I swear.
She apprenticed as a jeweler, and so she was very good at cutting gems and... At identification, she went with, a lesser merchant who's not around anymore, 10 years ago now, to Stirla to look at these new diamond mines. And she never came back. And when I went looking for her, I found her working in the mines. That wasn't her at all. And then when I reached out to... grab her shoulder to grab her, she pushed me back and she kind of stumbled and hit the wall and disintegrated.
Right. That must have been very traumatic. I'm very sorry. Did you ever see her reform after that?
No, I had strange dreams, nightmares, but I've not...
About what?
Crypts? Long corridors filled with sort of... I don't know what they're called, where you place bodies in crypts, but none of them were skeletons or deceased. They all looked like they were alive people, but just frozen. And then this creature, this ghoulish creature that would lean over them and eat, I don't know, feast, and they would turn grey and sort of emaciated, and it would move on.
Wow. That's really horrible. What did the monster look like?
Human-ish. A head, two arms, two legs, vague proportions, a little longer in the arm and leg, and white, greyish hair. It seemed to wear some kind of tunic or cloak. It was odd. It looked ancient, ceremonial, but good, but fine quality, nice embroidery, gold embroidery on it, and a ring, some gold ring, green gem, cracked, and that was...
That is an excellent description, thank you. Have you ever seen what Elden Zoo guy looks like?
Was it a graveyard smash?
She gives you a look.
We are in a hurry.
I can't even think of a answer to that question. There was no smashing, just eating.
Good to know.
Just
I'll make a note.
Horrible draining.
I do
of
not
the
make
bodies.
A note.
Elden, yes, I've seen a portrait of him.
No resemblance between him and the creature, then.
I mean, they're both human. Human men. He has white hair, but this thing looked ghoulish. It didn't look like a creature of that I would know.
Right. I'm just wondering.
I will say that as she is telling the story, Taro, as you are making a note, not note, of the graveyard smash, one thing does stick in your mind, one part of the description, which is this ring with the green cracked gem, because that was the ring on Elden Zugai's finger that you saw at the Ice Tooth Ball that did have some form of kind of magic. Thinking back now, you realize that it was a very unstable feel, a magic that felt like when Nerium was in, when you were in the spirit world and seeing Nerium, corrosive, corrupted, not like a stable magic. But at that point, you didn't have enough knowledge to really know that. It's only kind of in hindsight that that rings a bell.
I see. I probably put that together when Nerium asks about Elden Zugai.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So these diamond mines, he's basically mining them with kidnapped people that he may or may not also be feeding on as some kind of weird, long-armed, ghoulish, very not sexy vampire.
I did have to work very hard to make it not sexy, but I'm glad that I've succeeded.
Yeah, no, you're good. Delinda, thank you so much for your help. I think we are going to be heading to Stirla, and what's your sister's name? You just look that up quickly.
I don't remember. I'm Denora. So forgetting
it's been
of this.
84 years.
Denora.
No. Will you give me a minute?
Lovely. Delightful. Delicious.
My sister delicious.
Not appropriate, Kitty, after what we've just been discussing.
Santora. Santora. Well, there's someone I was once very close to has suffered a similar fate, and I'm definitely going to Stirla, and I'm going to do what I can to rescue whoever I can. And that information has been incredibly useful, Delinda, and I'm very grateful. If you think of anything else that you think might be helpful, then my name is Nerium Oleander, and you can get hold of me at the Laughing Cat.
I have one thing. Hold on.
And she turns and she goes into what looks like a little kind of study room type thing. You see bookshelves, you see a little writing desk. She comes back with a stack of sort of papers and a little journal that are tied up with a piece of ribbon. And she hands them over and she goes, I
would like to see them again, but if not, that's fine. Take them.
What are they?
Notes. Letters from my sister on her way there. And then, maps, directions, observations I made trying to find her.
Ooh, lovely. Thank you. I will do my best to get these back to you. If I don't get a chance, it might be worth calling in at the Laughing Cat and asking Jara.
I will. I've heard of the Laughing Cat, yes.
We better go, just in case, because, you know, Nat let off the fart on the Zoom call, so we probably best...
Wait, can we not have that in canon?
What's a Zoom call?
I don't know what that means, but all right.
It's a metaphor, don't worry.
I don't think she's alive.
She may well not be.
I don't feel like she is, but if you find her remains, at least bury her, and not in the mine.
Was she a sibling of the Dark Lady as well?
Yes.
I'll know what to do.
Good.
Incidentally, for God's sake, Dark Lady, I've had my differences with her, but my God, she's a much better bet than that bloody weird temple in the middle of town. Do not go in there. They are bonkers.
Every time I have to go there for the spa, they try to sign me up to that gym pass membership thing.
Oh my God, it takes forever.
Yeah.
I think we might not have time to talk about the gym membership.
Right. Well, good luck. And if I never see you again, well, I know what will have happened.
Well, probably safest if you don't, really. Good luck to you too, Delinda. Goodbye.
She lets you out, looks kind of like round the corridors a bit suspiciously. As you leave, you do hear her kind of like locking the doors behind you.
We were never there.
As you spill out onto the streets, you see that she's also like closed her curtains and the lights go out as well.
I hope nothing happened to Nat.
Speaking of, Nat.
What's the light level like?
What's the light level like?
6 p.m. They are not plagued by December weather, so it's like a darkening twilight.
Darkening twilight.
Yeah, how do the two suns affect the...
Very well.
Let's not.
You only ever see one sun, and it's just the moons and various obfuscations of the light. Anyway.
Endless moon.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to reach all the way back into prestidigitation, I think it is, to snuff out any lights. As I run down a one road and then another. And then after a while, this might be risky, but hey, I'm going to try and repeat what happened with the amulet. I'm going to send out another boom.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, go for it.
Should I add, take away anything to this?
What would you normally be?
This might be self-regulating, because normally I'd be thinking about it and doing books, but instead I'm doing it on the fly, so I'd be doing guile.
Okay.
Which is a -2 instead of a +2.
Okay, yeah, go for it then.
Ooh, that's a natural 18, so 16.
16, which is a success, okay. So as you are running, because you are so close to the wall of the upper circle, you do kind of start hearing commotion along the top of the wall, so you can kind of hear the vague sounds of people shouting. It looks like they are securing, maybe, that area of the wall. And as you try and, like, duck into kind of away from the upper circle, you let out that second kind of, like, sonar ping, and you feel again that answering kind of call almost, which actually you are suddenly aware of eight somethings that can call back and where they are within probably from your reckoning about 200 odd feet is the kind of instinctive feeling that you get as how far away the furthest one that you can hear back is.
I am then going to go invisible.
Okay. You will also need to make me a roll for this. You're very good at it though at this point. I also think at this point you're casting quite a lot of magic.
Yeah, if you want to take...
So I think you're going to need to take a bit of stamina for this.
How much do you want me to take? Just one or...
What do you think feels right?
What have I done today?
God, I ask myself that every evening.
You have just cast 3 spells in quite quick succession.
True.
So I think...
And what did you do earlier?
You went to Hafez. I
teleported into the wall by accident.
Yeah, you've already used a whole bunch.
How about a 3 then?
Okay.
And knock a stat.
Which one are you going to knock?
Honestly, I think books, because this is starting to, like, her mind's starting to get a bit befuddled.
Yep. Okay, make me that roll.
But I'm good at this.
You are.
13.
Make success. So, as you are running, you kind of turn this alleyway and you start the spell in motion. And as you turn this building that looked like it was like quite a long, solid building, there is actually like a small alleyway between them with a direct line of sight to the wall. And as you kind of run like into past that alleyway and you glance over, you see these two guards like staring right at you. They seem to have like the helmets that you can feel a vague magical resonance. And before their very eyes, you turn invisible. But they have both gotten a very good look at you and your current look. And as you kind of turn invisible and keep running going, fuck, you do hear them start shouting and you hear like descriptors being shouted out, and you also feel like this little ping of that sonar magic, so that has suddenly been communicated.
Great. Cool.
It's all good. Ideal. It's fine.
We got everything you wanted.
I make my way back to the cat, but I'm going to be listening out, because just if I get any other pings as I go.
Okay, you do. They seem to follow you for a bit, but you, having a keen mind and also having traversed Hopewell quite a lot in these last few days, you do take like quite a winding, snaking route to throw them off. And after a while, you can still kind of vaguely feel where they're searching for you. They do seem to have come out of the upper circle. They do seem to be searching for you in Hopewell. You have a feeling from kind of like sensing where the little sonar pings are, that they are sticking relatively close to the inner circle, to the upper circle, but you don't know how long that's going to last for. You have a feeling that you have maybe re-sparked, rejuvenated their search.
We should get out of this town.
Yeah.
Taro and Nerium, you're walking back. You can kind of feel there's a little magical commotion. You're not as in tune to it as Nat, but there is magic in the air, and it doesn't necessarily feel good.
I am deliberately not paying attention, because I'm a bit anxious.
That's a good idea. Let's continue walking home and just assume Nat is going to do fine.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Also, I would like to go to bed, say my prayers nicely, and go to bed.
Okay, all right. You get back. You head up to your room.
I will light my candle and turn my back on it, if I may.
Are you praying generally, or are you actually trying to reach out?
I am praying generally, and then I'm going to try and reach
out.
Great,
make me a roll, please.
Because initially, I would like to just sit and say, I am so sorry. I am an ungrateful monster. I never, ever want to go into anyone else's temple ever again for as long as I live. That was awful. Sorry. And then I will roll and try and actually talk directly.
I think it's going to cost you a bit of stamina. You've also been casting a lot of magic today. So I think this is going to cost you probably 2, maybe.
I just rolled an 18 and I don't even know what I'm rolling for contacting my god, but I would assume it's guile.
Guile sounds about right to me. Gut instinct type thing.
So that's a 20.
Okay. You reach out and connection, it's fuzzy. It's difficult to get through. It's not as easy as it was out in the cabin. Certainly not as easy as it has been in Temperin. But there's a connection.
You there, missus?
You don't hear words as much as you feel a presence of, like, yes.
Did you hear me say I'm sorry?
Again, you feel yes. And maybe a bit of laughter.
Yeah. I think I'm going to need your help. I know you said it wasn't for you and I had to talk to the two weirdos, whoever they are. But I would be so grateful for your help on all of this, because I'm exhausted. Things keep going wrong. I still don't know how we're going to get Peleth out of jail, and I'm not sure we can come back to Hopewell at this point.
You don't get an answer per se, but you do get the feeling of like two hands kind of like giving your shoulders like a gentle squeeze, like a little comforting, ooh, like it'll be okay.
Thanks.
Is that like the god equivalent of that message thing where it's like, I'm not reading all that, but I'm happy for you / sorry that happened.
It's more like, you know, the meme with the person who's like drowning, they put their hand above the water, the person like high
fives. Oh, yeah.
It's, hey!
Yeah, it's a bit more like that.
It's fine, I'll take it if that's all there is. And I'm going to lie face down into the pillow, and as I fall asleep, I am going to try and go, "You guys, I'm here. Ladies, I'm here. If you want to talk, that'd be cool."
Okay, duly noted. Darrow and Nat.
I'm gonna sit down at the bar and have a drink while Nerium... Okay. I feel like it would be a bit awkward to just hang out in the room while Nerium does some prayers, so I'm gonna chill.
That's fair. You are sitting at the bar. Nat, what are you doing?
I'm going to go to, like, an alley nearby. Make sure no one can see me, including looking upwards.
Very good.
Come out of invisibility.
Yeah.
And walk in, hood up, and ask for a drink.
Okay, yeah. You are served. Indeed, you sit next to Taro, yeah. I presume. Yep. You are given your drinks.
Oh, hey, Nat, you made it.
Maybe you're right about magic.
I mean, it does cause problems sometimes.
Maybe I just need to, I don't know, go out into the forest for a few weeks and learn how to use it all.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a reasonable way to do it if you want to not bungle it.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like, what do they say? You got to practice a trick 10 times before you can do it. Or something.
Yeah. I can only, as you say, practice a trick a couple times a day.
Was that fun, Nat?
I mean, it was exhilarating. But I think a couple of the guards saw me. So I'm going to have to ask Neri to, I don't know, change my hair again or something. I'd get a new set of clothes. I don't know. I think next time we go somewhere, I'll try and keep a lower profile from the start.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. What do you want to do next? Like, I mean, we're back on this place now, right? You got stuff to do?
I need to meet someone here in a couple of days. I want to help Neri with Melvin and what's going on with Sterla. Also, I'm not a big fan of Eldon Zugai because he seems to have done some pretty bad things. What did Delinda tell you?
I relate some of it. I'll mention the thing about the magic ring, and we reckon sounds like it might be a ghoul guy situation. I have this problem where whenever we talk about Eldon Zugai, I always think about Elton John, and so it just takes any, like, any gravitas out of the character, because I could just imagine Elton John creeping around the catacombs stealing people's souls.
But that is what I was going to ask. Is it Elton? No. Is it when Taro relays the description of, like, the passageway and things? And the bones.
Or the lack of bones.
Or the lack of bones.
Mm-hmm.
Boneless people.
Well, no, the very covered bones, I would say.
Tastes like chicken.
I'm thinking, wait, that sounds a bit like the catacombs of Sindarin. Which is where, oh, you know the brother and sister we murdered the other night?
I mean, it's hard to keep track.
It really is. Avalir. And Avriel?
Oh, yeah, the ones where we shouldn't have done it because they were useful witnesses or whatever.
Yeah,
that one.
Apparently.
Yeah, but also ourselves.
I mean, I don't think they would have testified still. Anyway, Avriel mentioned something about going into the catacombs of Sindarin and having to face some trial and getting magic as a result of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that I think the others in her gang had as well.
And you think that's this Sindarin place?
Yeah, because all sorts of spooky shit went on in those catacombs. There were, like, ghosts which could, like, terrify you with just one look. And I don't know what's happened over the last 24 years. It could be that. Or this could be a different spooky dead place in Sterla, where Eldon Zugai's doing his corpse feeding. But it seems odd that they wouldn't be connected, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'll trust you on that one. I've never been to that place, so could be catacombs anyway, but like, yeah. Sounds, you know, famous catacombs.
They are pretty famous, but yeah. It's filled with the skulls of the dead elves who founded the city and died in the Great Fire.
That's spooky.
Anyway.
As you are discussing this, there is a sudden commotion at the door.
No.
And the door bursts open, and there is this Arakokra person, bird person, is sort of standing there, and she looks in. She's got this lovely bright blue, not plumage.
plumage.
Feathers, lovely.
Oh, we nearly feathers. Had it.
And she's dressed in very kind of simple Lower Hopewell type clothes, and she kind of like hisses. There's a raid. There are patrol guards. Hide.
I just need some fucking sleep.